Good evening, and welcome to the Marriott in Covington, Kentucky. We are here for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and the speakers will have just started here, and Boomer Esiason, of course, will be giving his speech at the end of the session. You'll be hearing some doctors and other people involved with cystic fibrosis care, and then following that will be the talk by Boomer Esiason. Now, we did get a chance to talk to Boomer earlier today and get a little bit of information on what CF is all about. And here's what Boomer had to say.
We're here in Cincinnati, Ohio at the Marriott, and with the cystic fibrosis, and specifically the Boomer Esiason Foundation for Cystic Fibrosis, and I have with me Boomer Esiason. And Boomer, tell me a little bit about the organization.
Well, you know, we were founded back in 1993 when my son Gunnar was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis right here in Cincinnati at Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and that day I knew that we had an opportunity to put a face on a disease that basically has a very small population, and to be able to use my celebrity status in conjunction with being an NFL quarterback, I figured that maybe we'd raise a few million bucks, and here we are some 15 years later, 16 years later, and we're already over $70 million in funds raised. So, you know, the impetus was my son and him being diagnosed, and certainly it's something that has changed my life.
Well, there are about 30,000 people in the United States with cystic fibrosis. It's a genetically inherited disease, I know. Did you know anything about this prior to Gunnar coming down with the disease?
You know, oddly enough, I did. And the reason I did is because in 1986, I was given an NFL Player of the Year award. And at that dinner, which was held in Washington, D.C. at the time, I didn't realize they were running it in partnership with a fundraiser. And it just so happened that they were fundraising for cystic fibrosis, and the guest speaker that night was Frank DeFord. And Frank DeFord lost his daughter Alex to cystic fibrosis, and that was the first time that I had actually heard about it. So I knew about CF. I immediately asked him after that dinner was over how I could help him raise money, how could I help put a face to the disease of CF. And he said, well, go back to Cincinnati and help the local chapter there of the National Cystic Fibrosis Foundation fundraise. So, you know, it's golf tournaments, celebrity waiters, luncheons, you know, visits to the hospital. I would take my teammates to Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and we'd get to know a lot of the CF kids there, and unfortunately a lot of those kids died back then before their 15th birthday. So I was definitely exposed to it. And then one Gunner was diagnosed some 7 years later. The irony and the destiny of it all really truly came home. And, you know, we've tried to really take it up a notch, and I think we have.
And also, just one final question for you. The event here in Cincinnati, what is going on here other than your talk tonight?
Well, for the last 12 years, I've been doing CF Family Days all around the country, and this is in conjunction with the Gunnar Esiason Cystic Fibrosis and Lung Center at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. And, you know, I just try to get out there and I try to see the families, try to see some new parents who have just found out that their children have CF, try to allay their fears a little bit, to let them know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And when Gunnar was diagnosed in 1993, we had known that the gene had been found in 89 and that there were new drugs coming to treat the symptoms of cystic fibrosis, and that Gunnar's life expectancy would be well up into the 30s by the time he was 18 years old. And here we are, and that's exactly where we find ourselves. So with that being the case, you know, I just try to give everybody a sense of what it means to be a CF dad and how important it is to share the burden of the disease with their children.
And I guess I said the last one of the final question, but here's the final question. How's Gunnar doing this day?
You know, Gunnar is going to be 18 on April 6th, and I can't believe it. It's gone by so fast. And he's getting ready to enter college. He's in the process of selecting the college that he wants to attend. He's been accepted to some of the nation's best colleges, and I couldn't be any prouder because, you know, all parents are proud of their children when they get ready to graduate high school and enter into college. But for us in a CF family, it is especially touching because we know how much he's gone through. We see it every day what he has to battle. And for him to be able to go to college and really become a part of society at a relatively normal level is just absolutely inspiring to all of us.
Okay, thank you, Boomer. That's Boomer Esiason. He will be speaking tonight on what it is to be a CF dad.